From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. Israeli police on Tuesday recommended indicting Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for bribery in two criminal investigations. But the Israeli leader, calling the allegations baseless, vowed to remain in office. Israel's attorney general will now decide whether to charge Netanyahu. The recommendations were at the more serious end of the range of charges that had been expected to be leveled against Netanyahu. On television Tuesday, Netanyahu said any police recommendations to indict him on corruption charges, quote, will end with nothing. He said he will continue to lead Israel responsibly and faithfully. Three of the United States' top intelligence officials said Tuesday that they have seen Russian activity and intentions to impact the 2018 U.S. midterm elections. Here's CIA Director Mike Pompeo.
Yes, we have seen Russian activity and intentions to have an impact on the next election cycle here.
The three didn't describe the activity other than to say it was related to information warfare. The U.S. Director of National Intelligence, Dan Coats, also warned on Tuesday that time was running out for the U.S. to act on the threat posed by North Korea's nuclear weapons program.
North Korea continues to pose an ever more increasing threat to the United States and its interests. Pyongyang has repeatedly stated that it does not intend to negotiate its nuclear weapons and missiles away.
This is